Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now.
I'm using Mariposa Young exclusively for my like metaphysical reading business. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the time I'm Jennifer Young. Boring.
Oh, wow. No boring. We ring the bell for you. So anyway, I'm so glad to have you here on the edge with me and the Brains. Where you at, Brains? On the spot. Who does that? Me and Jennifer.
Love it.
This is a place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We have Jennifer Mariposa Young, okay? By 8 to 5, she is Jennifer Young, but when she turns on her superpowers and her alter ego and put on them glasses, baby, she is Mariposa. Yeah. All right, so we're going to get charged up, but we're going to talk about something that people find is a lost art. It's the trades and the trade industry and educating our youth to be able to be electricians and plumbers and masonries and forklift drivers, solar panel installation, investing in these nonprofits because these are viable trades. We need them regardless, Brains. We need them. You know, somebody's going to have to do this for us. I'm not getting down in the hole. Girl, I used to work for the gas electric company, and they took me down in one of those underground gas things. Uh-huh. No way.
Or climbing an electric pole.
Right. Yeah. And plumbing, my husband hates plumbing. He will pay top dollar to get a plumber. But you got an answer to all of that and then some. Please tell my Brains what you're doing, how you show up in the world. I'm excited to have you.
Thank you for having me, April. I just love your program so much. So this is a great opportunity for me. So my husband is a plumber and he inspired me to start this nonprofit, BEAT School. BEAT School is an acronym. It stands for Basic Education and Training. So we really wanted to get more people, young people, interested in the trades. nationwide, the trades are in trouble. There's not enough young people getting into the trades, and
they don't know. And you know what I can't stand? I can't stand somebody that can't fix nothing. Just mm-hmm. nothing. You have to be able to be able to put it together. Anyway, that's my little personal thing, but it's a real art to plumbing now.
Yes. My background is as a high school teacher for English. So very different than that. But what I saw in teaching at-risk youth is that, honestly, college is not for everyone.
Really?
Yes.
Newsflash, Brains. Okay. Your kids can be, you know, into the arts, into music. They have to evolve into who they are.
Right.
But to be able to get a side hustle and keep some food on the table, absolutely.
Right. And the trades are actually well paying. This is not like minimum wage jobs that we're talking about. This is a very lucrative career choice is in the trades.
Okay, but check this out. Do you guys offer them also educational resources because technology has changed? Mm-hmm. I would assume that there's mathematics and calculations and, you know, an apprenticeship that they have to go through. Do you take them from cradle to grave in your program?
Yes. So we offer basic education for those that need it. Not everyone does, but for those that need it, we offer. If they didn't complete high school, we offer GED prep classes, we offer literacy classes, and we offer English language classes. Honestly, a lot of people that are in the trades are just not moving up into the professional stage because English is a barrier.
Well, let me tell you something, Brains. Getting your hands dirty, that's a noble profession. Okay. And I say that because when I look at the industries, I'm seeing that one demographic or one section of the population is really thriving and wanting it and desiring it. Okay. Where there's others that's just laying around like lunch meat. So you have to decide what you want to do.
Now, we all need to live in a house. We all need to go to the bathroom. We all need electricity in our house.
We all need these things. Everything is so expensive. Okay, so now you're a nonprofit. What's the world of grant writing for programs like this?
There are quite a bit of grant opportunities available for nonprofits, but they have to get to the speed bump of being 5 years old to access most of the lucrative grants out there, and the government-based grants and things like that. Even for private foundations, everybody wants you to pass that hurdle of being 5 years old.
Right, because they want to know there's some longevity. 4 years old. Okay, there's some longevity there. Yeah. However, there's opportunities also in being a minority-owned organization, minority-owned woman business. You know, so there's other things that you can look at than just the nonprofit, because I've worked with some nonprofits. And what I'm seeing in this space is that if they're going to continue to be sustainable, they have to incorporate a revenue stream.
Well, nonprofit doesn't mean you don't make a profit.
Right, but that's what I say too. That's what I say too. But there's a lot of responsibility to the donors, to the IRS. You got to have the board meeting and all that. Got to have your paperwork straight, because they will go up you like a colonic. clean you out. They sure will. but it's fun too, creating a team. So are the recipients of your services, do they give back to you again once they accomplish? What's your success rate as far as
we offer all of our basic education classes are free if you are a student, and then all of our vocational classes have some tuition costs.
Ooh. That's okay. That's money, honey. Let it ring.
Oh, no. It was like an emergency alert.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry about that. And we keep the vocational class costs low to make them accessible, but they're still, you know, somewhere between $20 and $130 for a course. And then for our apprenticeship placement service, that is also free. But we have expenses. We have to pay teachers, right, and we have to pay teachers is our main expense. And then we've partnered with neighborhood locations like a library branch to be able to do classes there, but it's kind of limited. What we really need is space, and we need kind of like raw industrial space,
right,
where we can build things and then tear them down and then build things and then tear them down.
All right. So I want you to put the ask out to the universe. Okay. Really right now, make an ask. I love to do this. I like to challenge my brains. I want to see right where you are. Sell it to me, baby. Why would I want to make an investment and give you some space? Maybe not the dollar amount, but to offer you some space. And also be sure to include your location where you are so that people know how to get in contact with you. Give it to me.
Yes. Well, we are in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we would love to like branch out and have a national thing, but we got to start out here locally, and we would really like some raw space. And our students really need the space to get dirty, problem solve with tools, and experience the act of building. This is hands-on learning that is essential for any tradesperson. We can't just be in theory. We can't just be out of a book.
Right. You got to have some practical, real-life experience. Got to get your hands dirty, brains. Okay. Right. Well, I would consider that. I would definitely consider that. And so space, you know, you have these empty warehouses you haven't been able to use because of supply and demand. It's too expensive. Maybe you can write this off your taxes, work with your tax people. I'm not a tax advisor. You're working with a 501(c). You are helping the community and you are unclogging some drains. I love it. I love it. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you and to do more work with your organization, MediPulse.
Well, our website is really easy. It's beatschoolinc.com. And it's just normal spelling, BeatschoolInc.com. And that is the best way to get a hold of us. Also, we have a couple of instructional videos like beginning tool use there that you can purchase right there as well.
Okay, now I want to ask you some questions about you. The important stuff. All right. So if you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be and why?
Wow, that's really interesting. What would I be? I think I'd be the toaster.
Why, you'd be popping off?
I do. I'm a little impulsive. I got a fire inside.
Love it. I'd be the refrigerator because I just want to chill. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple.
Why?
I just, I also like blues and I like reds, and that is like the best of both worlds, right? Because you put them together and you get purple.
That's pretty good. What do you like to eat?
I like any food I've never had before, and I'm almost 50, so that's becoming a challenge.
Oh, honey, you have no idea the things that you could eat. I love, like, the cooking shows. That's good, too.
I know.
I heard that you had a secret passion and a skill for palm reading. Tell us about that.
Yes. So my grandmother and my mother were metaphysical readers, and my grandmother in particular had to keep that on the down low just because of the times and everything. And they read palms and they read cards and they did astrological charts. And so they taught me how to do it from a very young age. I think I started learning all that before I even learned how to read.
Wow.
So it's a lifelong skill, and it's kind of a always been a great side hustle. So,
wait a minute. Can I put my palm up there? Can you see something in there? Wait a minute, hold on, because my hands are dirty. Got ink on them. Let me get you a clean hand.
The ink will help. The ink will help me see because
Let me get it all up in your face.
So what I do for to do it really well with the distance, you know, like doing it on Zoom, is I have people take a picture of their palms and then I can like zoom the picture.
Okay. All right.
But what I can see already from your hand is that you are very purpose driven, that you really can't do anything unless it has an ultimate purpose. And you're here to like lead and help people on their journey. And in exchange, it hasn't always been a picnic and it hasn't always been easy. But who better to know how to navigate challenges than you?
Well, I'm ready to weather the storm because I had a download and it just affirmed what you said, just confirmed it. Is that, you know, I was told that I've given you a lot. Now it's your turn to be of service and a big service. So what does that look like? So I'm on a committee here in San Diego, California, and what we're trying to do is make an extension of the Automotive Museum. And again, get a big piece of space for the kids to work in, learn to paint the cars, learn to take the dents out, but not only that, learn the marketing and learn the salesmanship behind the automotive industry. Electric cars, so it's great. We have to inform our youth, because I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be kicking it at the senior resort somewhere, playing golf or pickleball.
Exactly.
And these kids have got to run the world, and they're having a different kind of conversation, and it's a different response. So I want to go back to the palm reading for a minute, Miniposa. Brains, when anything happens, this is the first thing that you get outside of your breath is when you come into this planet, you get an imprint that is uniquely yours, okay? It tells a story. And you know why I know it tells a story? Because when you go to jail, they want to fingerprint you. There's nobody else like that. It's your DNA. Okay. So when you see this, and I also heard that it can change every 6 months. You know?
9 months.
Yeah. And the stresses in your hands and the creases in your hands and the wrinkles in your hands. And, you know, all of that, it tells a story. It tells a story. So this is not no hocus pocus alamocus, okay?
Right. Doesn't it make sense that how you move your hands tells everyone something about you?
Right. Right. Everything. You know, you can signal people, you know, tell them to stop, come here. Sign language. It's amazing. It's amazing. Right. And your feet as well.
Right.
Your feet as well. So anyway, I wanted to share that with my brains because people say, oh, that's witchcraft and all that. No, it's your story. It's your roadmap right here. And if somebody can help you read it, I'd go for it.
Yes. And my mom was a born-again Christian. She was a rebel against my grandma and got into Christianity.
Oh, boy.
She held on to the palmistry because there's a story in the Bible with Daniel being revealed that, you know, the hands talk about the person's destiny. Mm. He had like a vision of it.
Wow.
Of palmistry. And so it's kind of like, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
check the box, right? Right.
In the Bible, and as well as astrology, because of Jesus's birth story, the nativity, the three wise men found him because of a star mm-hmm. in the sky. So it's not either or. It can be
right. You don't have to make a choice. I'm just providing you information. Now what you do with the brains, it's a crapshoot.
Right.
You know, and if you with it, but I try all kinds of different modalities. I had this woman one time that did dowsing for me. Do you know what dowsing was?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And what she said was, I'm going to rerun her show too. It was amazing. These rods moved and she didn't move her hands and it would open and contract. It's a lot of stuff that's out there, a lot of energy brains. I'll be trying to turn you on to it now. Okay. That's all I can do is turn you on and try to get you turned up, right?
Exactly.
Let's talk about your eyewear. Girl, because you be doing it, okay? Absolutely. It's fashionable. You know, people don't change their look. You have an opportunity to change your look. How many pair of glasses do you have, firstly?
I have 4 crazy glasses with prescription lenses in them, and I change my frames every year.
See? But changing your eyewear can take 10 years off your look. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's so easy to do. It's an easy way to express your personal style.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's good. What else do you do to enhance your personal style?
Probably nothing.
Okay, you let these guys
all the work.
Oh, right. So it's right here in the palm of my hands. I got it right here. You're funny. All right, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Responsibility. Well, thank you, Mariposa, for the palm reading and all the great information. Brains, check her out. Okay, really, do that. Because these are great organizations that we're talking about. We're investing in our youth. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting your hands dirty. It's fun. There's a lot involved in that. And it pays well, too. Encourage your kids to do something. Besides that doggone device and trying to be all out there. You get them away from that and teach them a trade. That's my thoughts. All right. Thank you so much, Mariposa.
Thank you.